Okay, girl. You can do this. Hey. How's your week been going? Oh, good. That's awesome. Mine's been going well, too. Thanks for asking. So, I was just wondering, and I know this is totally, like, out of the blue, so it's fine if you say you can't, but are you, possibly free this week to maybe go and see a movie? Do I mean like a date? Yeah, I do mean kinda like a date. I've been meaning to ask you for a while, and just yeah, only just now was able to do it. But if you don't want to, that's totally fine. I'm not trying to pressure you or anything. Oh, you will? Cool. Well, I'm really excited to go with you. How does Saturday sound? Like around noon? Oh, Friday night will work better? At 9 p.m. showing? Oh no, that's totally fine. I don't mind late night showings. Okay, sure. That works for me too. Do you want to meet there or come pick me up or... Are you wanting to just meet there? Yeah, sure. Well, I'll see you Friday night then. At the movie theater. Later. I can't believe he said yes. Is this seriously happening? I can't wait until Friday. Hey, you weren't waiting too long, were you? Oh, thank goodness. I thought I was late for a second. You like my skirt? Well, thanks. I'm really glad you like it. I'm sure you've guessed this is my favorite color by now. I don't think my hair looks that cute since it's just a ponytail. I didn't have time to get my hair done, but thank you. I'm glad you think so. Well, I'm really glad you like it. And I think you look really nice tonight too. I've always loved how loose and simple you've always dressed. Like, you just don't care what other people think of you and wear what's comfortable. Not that I'm saying I've like watched you or thought or anything. Just sort of see you around a lot. Oh. There's people coming out, probably means we can head in and get seated soon. So, I like the cologne you're wearing. Or, is that cologne? Oh, that's just your natural smell. That's really cool. I've been around you and never smelled that. Before. Not that I'm trying to smell you or something. I promise I'm not that weird. Thank you. Yeah, I'm kind of nervous if it wasn't obvious. Oh, well, thank you. It makes me feel a little bit better if I'm honest, and I'm having a nice time too. Hold my hand? Sure, here. Well, it looks like they're seeing us. Should we go in? Oh, that was a great movie, even though I've seen it like once before. It's still so sad to see him just turn into dust and his arms like that. So, that, do you think we could just, like, walk around for a while or something? Oh, go for a drive? Sure. I actually know this really great place up in the hills that overlooks the town. The lights look really cool there at night. We could just, like, chill in the car and talk or go for a walk. Sounds great, yeah. I don't mind just riding with you. Yeah, let's go. Well, this is the place. Look, see? Didn't I tell you the lights? It's really great from here. So, what should we talk about? Thinking of doing it since even before the movie, but you always seemed so confident in yourself, so yeah. I want to do some more. Phew. Is it okay if you made me do this outside the car? I'm feeling just a bit too hot in here. Sorry. Fresh air feels so much better. It's getting hard to breathe in there. Not that I'm saying you smell bad or anything, completely opposite, actually. It's just kind of a me thing, I guess. I can't really catch my breath. Or something for some reason, so I. Are you trying to make me pass out? Because if you keep doing that, you might. Please just give me a moment, catch my breath. Feeling a little better now. Sorry about this. Oh my goodness, look. I don't know how I didn't see it before, but look at how big the moon is. I don't think I've ever seen it that big before. Huh? What do you mean you knew it was gonna be this big tonight? Was that why you chose for us to meet tonight? Because you knew it was gonna be a full moon and can just spend time being together under it. Coming off of you, it's just not just coming off your body, it's in your breath too, and whatever it is, it's just making you so. Yeah, wet. No, but not just wet, it's like I don't even know how to explain it. I'm not just wet and soaked. Maybe it's been soaked since you're about halfway here in the car. It's like this burning right where my wound area is. I know I sound completely crazy right now, but none of this happened to me before. I don't know what's happening to my own body, but you're doing this to my body? Huh? Something to confess? What do you mean? What? Did you say that again? I've never heard of werewolves before. I I don't even understand what you're asking right now. I guess I have, yeah. Who hasn't? What does that question even have to do with anything? Are you serious? Change into what? Into a werewolf? Are you messing with me or something? Do I want a demonstration? I don't know what you mean. What are you, why are you taking off your clothes? So you rip them? Okay, this is just crazy. If this is some weird plan to try and get me to sleep with you, it's crazy. You could have just asked me to and I would have, but now I'm not sure I want. I noticed something. Wait, what the fuck? Your eyes. How are you making it go like that? Are those special contacts or something? Okay, now you're just starting to scare me. Oh, why don't you take me home? Please, don't hurt me. What are you going to do to me? What do you want with me? Please, no. Eat me. Oh God, please, someone help. I promise I won't yell. What was the other option? To let you breed me? I don't understand. Yeah, so every full moon is mating season for you? Why did you want me? You just wanted me because of my smell? Is there another option? I'll do it. Do I just start getting dressed here? Oh, not here in the woods? Oh God, okay. No, I promise I won't try to run, I swear. How much farther do I walk? Here's fine. Okay, get my clothes off and lie down. Yes, okay. No, what? You're really telling me to relax? I can't. Why are you licking me there? Why does this feel so good? Oh God, this can't be happening right now. I'm just dreaming. I just want to wake up and be at home. Ready? No, please, there's no way that thing could possibly fit in me. It just couldn't. It would kill me. Please, there has to be some other way. I can't do it. No, wait, stop. Okay, I'll do it. Just please, be gentle, or just make it quick. I don't even know, what? Smell your fur. It's that smell again. It's so strong, it makes my eyes water, but It's making me burn you up even worse. It's happening to me. Huh? You, I want you to look into your eyes. Okay. They look mesmerizing, I guess, but why do you want me to? Oh, what's happening? What are you doing to me? It's burning. The whole spot on my womb is really burning. Please, why are you doing this to me? Please, please stop staring at me. I can't control my... No, no, I don't want to look anywhere. Hey, wait. You're burning inside me. You can make it stop, right? Then do it. Take that massive cock and do it. You can breed me. Breed me as much as you want. I'll have as many as your kids as you want. As many as you want. Because I understand now. That's what this burning is from. Can you see it? My body and cheeks all flushed and red. And my pussy is literally flowing and dripping. And it's throbbing. I meant to be bred by you. I need to be bred by you. I just didn't understand it until now. So please. Oh, yes, yes. Life me up. Just like that. Like a toy. It's just meant to take your cum and give you what you want. Please, please take that monster cock of yours and just force it into me all the way to the back. And please don't be gentle with me. If you are, I won't take the burning away. Oh, God. Yes. Feels like it's tearing me open. Please. Please push it in more. It's not all the way to the back yet. I can tell. No, please. Fuck me. Use me. Do whatever you want with me. Yes, hands. Monster cock just slamming into me, like, into my cervix. It feels like you're breaking me. You're breaking me. You're using me, like, just like hands. Spreading, stretching my pussy wider. It's never gone before. I never knew it stretch that much. My pussy's doing it just for you. Yes, that's it. No other cock will be able to feel like this. I'm yours. Your cock owns me, and I'll never be able to feel any other cock inside me except yours. Oh, God. It's not even you're close to coming, right? Because you're feeling me pussy up with the cum. I know you have more cum than a dozen normal guys could have, right? Please, shoot it into me. Mark me as your territory for life, because I'm a good breeding girl. I'm yours to be bred for as long or little as you want. It's the only thing I want, the only thing that will satisfy the burning wound of mine. Please. Fuck. God, fucking God. Nowhere else to go, and it's gone. crying in my womb, it's finally gone. And it's left as a feeling of all that warm gum inside me. Gonna get pregnant? Here's the thing, I'm not gonna get pregnant. I'm gonna have your babies just like you asked me to. I don't think your pussy's ever gonna be back to its normal shape. Your cock. You really claimed me. Did I do good? Was I a good breeding girl? I'm sorry that your old cock didn't fend to me, but I'm still good though. Did I satisfy you? I'm so glad. Do you think, since I was such a good breeding girl tonight, that if I do a good job birthing your child, it comes out nice and strong, I could maybe be a breeding girl again? Hey, I'm so glad. I was a good girl. Always be your good girl. I don't think I'll be able to walk in for quite a while, so I'll just let you carry me anywhere you want to go. I'm yours. For as long as you want me.